दोस्तों, एक द कप मूवमेंट चल रहा है और आप सोचेंगे ये कप मूवमेंट क्या है, तो आज मैं उनकी सीईओ राजलक्ष्मी जयबालन के साथ आपकी मुलाकात करवा रही हूँ। राजलक्ष्मी जो हैं वो ज़रूरतमंद और अनाथालयों में रहने वाली महिलाओं को ब्रास डोनेट करती हैं, ये उनका मिशन है। तो आइए मिलते हैं राजलक्ष्मी से। हेलो राजलक्ष्मी।
Hi, how are you?
Very good. मैं बता दूं आपको कि राजलक्ष्मी सिंगापुर की हैं, वो हिंदी नहीं बोलेंगी तो ये वार्तालाप अंग्रेजी में ही होगा। Tell me, you are the CEO of the CUP movement. What is this movement about?
So this movement is basically to empower women to be able to go and visit homes, shelter homes, or even orphanages where there are teenage girls and so on. And this is just purely during their travel. So, for example, this movement triggered because I'm going to Bali, and I have a friend who's based here who was from Bali, and she mentioned about domestic violence and rapes and so on, and just that the women are very underprivileged, and there isn't actually much support for these women financially. So that actually triggered so much of memories for me as a child, as a teenager, who just wanted to have nice supportive bra, and I was just using something that, you know, was not very supportive.
Sure.
So, you
because
know,
often you hear of people donating blankets and clothes, yeah, and food,
exactly,
parcels, but donating bras was an unusual idea. So you were telling us about your childhood.
Yeah, so as a teenager, among two other sisters, always had hand-me-downs, and, you know, either the wire is out or the elasticity is not so good. And, you know, if I had approached mom, who was the only breadwinner in the house, then, you know, she would say, look, just make do with it. And yes, I made do with it, but then I wanted more, and I ended up going to earn more money myself, you know, giving tuition and getting some supportive bra. But that really struck me after my personal development this whole year, in 2017. How do women who don't have funds to, you know, purchase supportive bras, what do they do? Like, and I know a lot of Australian women over here, we chuck our bras out in the bin just because we feel like it's going to be just too much hassle to go look for someone who need it. So I felt that this would be a great way to,
help,
you know, get
them,
women together, yes, and
sure,
you know, give it to women who really would need them.
So, Rajlakshmi, why old bras? Why not new ones?
Well, for myself, when I was in corporate, it was just, you know, that I had the money to buy, you know,
yeah,
fancy bras, and working in the city, you see a bra at the you know, when you window shop, it's like, okay, I'm going to get that. But, and, you know, I'll probably chuck them out like 6 months later or something. And, oh, winter's here, I've got to change my bra. Summer's here, I'm going to change my bra. So the fact that, you know, I went through so much of bras myself, I just felt like, you know, it's 6 months or a year old, they are still, some of them are still so new. So why think that, you know, it's, you know, not going to be of use to anyone?
Sure.
So,
have,
yeah,
there been any concerns about hygiene, considering a bra is?
So I have actually been going around collecting some bras already, and most of them have been in absolute fantastic conditions, and I've actually checked whether they've got stains or any rips and so on. So I'm going through them individually to make sure they are of proper quality that I'm giving it to. Mm-hmm. To the other women, yeah.
Sure. And what's the response that you've got from other donors? Because you were encouraging ladies to bring in their bras that they don't use. So have you got a lot of donors?
Yes, I actually have. So I have been, it's constant. Every day I'm getting messages from women who are like, when is the pickup? You know, so I've got allocated days to pick some of the bras up, but some of the women who are not far from me, I've actually gone down to their homes personally, and, you know, receive some warm hugs from them and saying, you know, encouragement as well, that, you know, it's such a good movement to help other women, and they are very, very supportive. So I'm truly blessed to have come across so many women who are just like-minded as well, to sure. want to help other women.
And what about the refuge home where you're going to donate the bras in Bali? Mm-hmm. They're happy with it?
Yes, they are. So it was actually through a friend's mom, and I've heard so much. I mean, having been to Bali a couple of times as well, it's absolutely a commercialized island. So I didn't want to just pop to an orphanage or a shelter home where they are quite touristy or they wouldn't actually welcome it. So definitely did my homework on it to make sure that it's going to be well received. Yeah, and they've been great. They're really open to it, and you're looking forward to have them over.
Sure. We wish you all the best with your very unusual but maybe necessary mission. And thank you for your time today.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.